third program.
Broadcasting now, a talk by John Levy, who introduces some of the recordings he made on a recent visit to Iceland.
Tristar sóttum hvað í ró, prestaþróttur brennur lífin nótta aftur djó. Áfram nóttin renn. Tristar sóttum hvað í ró, prestaþróttur brennur lífin nótta aftur djó. Áfram nóttin renn.
Since the music of Iceland will be quite unfamiliar to most people in this country, it would be helpful, I think, to begin with a few samples. This song is about a night ride, and I shall continue with songs on the same theme, horses and riding, of which Icelanders are extremely fond. Horses, or what we would call ponies, still play an important role in the working life of sheep farmers and forgetting about the countryside. Here's an elegy on the poet's favorite horse.
Brjóstir hellir harmur sárn ég velli bleikur sem ég velli sorgar tár. Svona ellin leikur. Hólin ungur þetta vilja fjalla bungur grundir fenn og klungur fór á sprett. Fjallin sungu undir. Þag á nætur rataði rétt rösklega fætur, baran fremstu rætið fór á sprett, fáum sætur var hann.
Now a verse from the famous narrative poem about a hero called Númi by an early 19th century poet. Númi rode a white horse, the hero sat well in the saddle, the splendid steed knew how to gallop. He was swifter than the lion.
Númi hvítum hesti reið, hetjan bar sig vel í sæti. Klárin ítur kunni skeið, kvikari var en ljón á fæti. Þegar vorið vefur jörð, vinar hlýjum örmum sínum. Hugurinn leitar í horna fjörð, heimað æsku stöðum mínum.
I met a charming old professor of ethics at the Icelandic University who comes from the Northeast, the son of a cultured farming family. He gave me some of the best things I recorded in the island. More of his songs will be heard at the end. But meantime, here's a gay little verse which runs, the chestnut filly with dainty tread wanders over the track. Later on, she'll be carrying me to a meeting.
Lilla jörg með lipran fótu lappar götu þvera hún mun setna á manna mót mig í söðli bera.
The verses to which are sung these and most of the other songs you'll hear come from rímar. Rímar are long narrative poems divided into cantos. Usually, each canto has a different meter from the surrounding ones, while the basic meter is a rhymed four-line stanza, adapted originally from the ballad meter of continental Europe. On this form, however, the Icelanders have imposed their own strict rules of alliteration, once the binding principle of all ancient Germanic verse, but now surviving only in Iceland as a rule in verse-making and not as a mere embellishment. The diction of the rímar is complex. In addition to the metrical sophistication, the Icelandic poets continued their old traditions derived ultimately from pagan and even prehistoric Scandinavian times by using kennings. A kenning is a circumlocution or periphrase for the simple word. Two examples from old Nordic literature are cited in the Oxford Dictionary. Instead of a ship, an oar steed. Instead of a battle, a storm of swords. And these are only the very simplest kennings. Rima have been composed since the 14th century and are still composed today. They are commonly versifications of some prose narrative, but they've also been used with great success as a vehicle for contemporary satire. Rima, not now so popular as in the past, when they formed a staple of entertainment for the whole population. But there are still many enthusiasts, and still some good singers of Rima tunes. The music, like the language, seems hardly to have changed since the Middle Ages. Much of it is more or less modal, with a strong influence from Gregorian chant. But there is always a Scandinavian background and some indefinable but familiar quality that points to a Gaelic connection, no doubt from the proximity of Scotland and Ireland. The earliest known Icelandic music is mainly in the Dorian mode, and later on the Icelanders became extremely fond of the Lydian mode, but there's reason to suppose that this doesn't derive directly, if at all, from the Gregorian influence. It's much used in Norwegian instrumental folk music, and in Scotland and Ireland. The tunes seldom have leaps like the Scottish, but most often move by steps. With one exception, in that revival, they now use no traditional instruments. Until quite recently, two-part singing, known as Tvitsunga, was practiced, and the style was that of organum, or singing in parallel fifths. Hochwald organum is not necessary to origin. The opposite might well be the case, since it's said that part singing was widely used in Scandinavian countries and in Scotland well before the year 1000. It was still in vogue until the last century, but is seldom to be heard nowadays. Here's an example, sung by two brothers. The words are from a poem about an 11th century outlaw, Grettir.
Leave my father here, my brow, have no brow and gathering. Oh, their father fair as you, born is God of yearning.
This is evidently a degenerated form of Tvitsunga. From some old manuscripts we can see how it was formerly. The tune was sung by the lower of two voices, the other singing a descant. The two voices often crossed, and though there were parallel fifths even without this, they often arose out of this subtle crossing, unlike the unsubtle but lively way you just heard. I was able to hear some authentic Tvitsunga on some old and much used records in the Icelandic state radio, and through their courtesy, I am now able to play a copy of one such song, conducted by the musicologist Dr. Hallgrímur Helgason. It's a drinking song in the Lydian mode.
Hey.
sounds more like a dignified and very beautiful religious chant than a drinking song. I think it's more than likely that the words were substituted for those of a hymn, as Jisanka was sung both in church and at home. Now, in 1780, Laborde and Roussier published in Paris an essay on music, ancient and modern, and included a number of songs collected from an Icelander in Copenhagen. The tunes are said to be ancient, and so they sound. Some of them have continued in use to this day, or at least until yesterday, as I found when listening to recordings made on cylinders before the First World War. Well, here's one of these Paris songs, to the words of Harold the Stern, who fell in 1066 at the Battle of Stamford Bridge. He was a member of the famous Varangian Guard of the Byzantine Emperor and campaigned in the Mediterranean. He speaks of sailing round Sicily and says that only a dullard would wish to make the voyage again, and ends, "Yet even so, the girl in Byzantium disdains me." About the instrument that accompanied that song. It's the Langspiel, a flat fiddle with two open strings tuned to the tonic, while the third melodic string is fretted and tuned to the fifth. It was in use until about 1900. Unlike the Norwegian Langlik, it's played with a bow and not plucked. In its present form, it doesn't appear to be very ancient, though it's thought to be derived from the medieval fiddler. The singer, Anna Thorhalsdottir, had an instrument in a Copenhagen museum dating from 1770 copied and taught herself to play from a Langspiel tutor, published in 1855. Pianists in Iceland have a certain reserve in accepting its use, since it's a revival rather than a survival, as they have about her rather romantic manner of singing. I see their point, but as she sings songs at present nowhere else to be heard, and that with great feeling, I've no hesitation in bringing them into this program. After all, no one, I should think, would want to exclude from his musical experience, say, the varied interpretations of Perrotin and Guillaume de Machaut, simply because one is never quite sure how they would have been done at the time of their composition. Another song from the Paris collection is one with words from the Lilia, or Lily, a great devotional poem by the mid-14th century poet Eystein Ausgrimsson, the fourth of 100 verses. Men of olden times, well learned in the lore of heathen writings, praised their kings with all the high-wrought beauty of the tongue of Iceland. In the same dear mother language, more than they am I beholden to the King of Heaven to offer song inspired by heart's devotion. The translation is by Bishop Pilcher. The translation of all the other verses, as well as the invaluable notes on the literary aspect of the different rimar, were made by my friend Peter Foote, reader in Old Icelandic at the University of London.
Jungelov aus Tanskatumbu,
first I heard this tune, I thought at once of the possibility of an Oriental influence, and later of Harold's voyages in the Mediterranean when I learnt about them. But I've since heard a record of the Norwegian ram's horn with holes like a flute, still used by herdsmen. Coincidence. There's nothing to prove that had the tune gone higher, it would have had the major six found in the song from the Lilia. But still, in spite of this and the fact that the notes are inverted, the taste is not dissimilar. Influences from Norway there certainly were, but then the majority of Icelanders are of Norwegian stock, having come to Iceland from the 9th century onwards. In this connection, I really thought I was onto something Oriental when I heard this recording of a fisherman from Patreksfjord on the northwest coast in the National Museum at Reykjavik.
Þegar dagsins rítur ljós, þar veiðið að doka, þegar að náðu út í fjós, og þar flórin moka. Mitt þó sýnist naglist þar, ná eigum það tala, þein bótin að ég þar, aldrei kvartna mala.
I visited the place as soon as I could, and although I twice played the old man a copy of his song, was quite unable to extract the same tune. It seemed to make not the slightest impression upon him, and the thing remains a mystery. What he did sing, you'll hear it at the end. Knut Gerset, in his History of Iceland, states that before the introduction of Christianity, singing in Iceland was unknown, apart from its use in magic incantation, and that music was played only upon the harp, the flute, and the trumpet. I mention this because of the ram's horn tune and the song I'm now going to play. It's in the Lydian mode, from a 17th century manuscript entitled Melodia, containing 200 tunes. The words run, a good woman, honorably attired, poems and a stringed instrument, a good friend, an obedient son, all add to the joy of one's soul. Listening to a record of Norwegian folk music, I came across the same series of notes which has survived to this day on the willow flute, and may well have been the original of this noble song. Thank you. I believe this points to a pre-Christian past, to something very ancient. As for the sound of that flute, and indeed that song, I feel when I hear it, like Samuel Pepys when he heard a certain wind music. It ravished me, and indeed, in a word, it wrap up my soul so that it makes me sick, just as I had formerly been when in love with my wife. But neither then, nor all the evening, going home and at home, I was able to think of anything, but remained all night transported. Time, I'm afraid, doesn't allow me to give you other examples of Anna Thorhallsdottir's beautiful songs, and I must altogether omit some remarkable religious chant and song, both Catholic and Protestant, one piece belonging to the 12th century, all modal. For the few remaining minutes, I'm going to play you as many and varied examples of Riemer as can be fitted in. Here is a song for the National Day, describing the first settlement in Iceland. The poet is contemporary, the tune an old one.
Blóði fráum kaldan sjá, nærri háum voðum norðs bláu fjörðum frá. Fram hjá gráum bóðum, þar á flókta hjertum har, háa dróttin bjarta lands var sótt en ljósið gar. Landnáns þrótt í hjartan.
And now, an imaginary poetical contest between a poet called Colvain, a historical personage who lived in the 17th century, a writer of incantations, and the devil, who caps each of the poet's lines with cynical praise of the economic realities of life. Stefan G. Stefansson, the author of the poem, which was published in Winnipeg in 1914, was a working farmer who emigrated to Canada in the last century and died there in
1927. Nýkjumir þjóðum fremri frá frægum ræðusnýðum. Ríkjum stóðum ofar á okkar kvæðasýðum. Hvellum gómi yrkjum af innan tómum huga. Báðinni ljómi sunast af sýtt sem rómar dýga. Við skulum hnjóða úr múknum og mærðar ljóðum gildu, ræri tjóð við röskvan og renni blóð til skildu. Þeitu skjalli skal á alla, skruna galla ef eiga völd. Lið sem fallin líður í halla, ljóð voru kalli að heimta gjöld. Við skulum anda eldi brand yfir landið hraun og sand. Fagnað vanda fjæri grann fyrir handan sér hver strand. Eilíf sjón úr yfir sjón eldri líða smíðum, umhver sjón þinn fræð og frón frjáls og bónlaus gerðum tón.
A song by another recent poet called The First of May, in which he expresses his longing to be in his homeland. He was living in Denmark at the time.
Þú er þjóður þröstur minn, gerir góðar varnar dögur, fyrir ég óðinn þekkti þinn, þá voru ljóðinn mörg og fögur. Hefurðu einn ekki fegin býði, ef ég fengi eitthvað lag á rengengi sólaði.
My youngest singer, the oldest was 85, was a 16-year-old boy. Amongst other good things, he gave me this verse describing the autumn. Showers grow heavier, brightness less, shadows grow taller round the setting, the sun spares its light, green leaves grow thinner. Contrast, here is a charming song that reminds me somehow of the 13th century hymn to St. Magnus, Nobilis Jubilis, in the Orpheus. At the time, of course, the inhabitants of both places were almost all of Norwegian ancestry. The words are quite silly, about someone who has lost his food while scrambling onto a rock in the sea. Songs by the old professor. First, a little prayer to God, that he make his peace and calm, by a poet of the 18th century.
Dagana atla drottinin dittli fyr á ornum sútar galla seði þinn sólar hallar kongurinn.
From a poem by John Arason, last Catholic Bishop of Iceland, executed in 1550 by the Danes, whom he opposed by force. I may add in passing that the Catholic priests in Iceland were allowed by Rome to have concubines, and all good Icelanders claim descent from John. The last line runs, I think he'll never know fear, even though his songs grow fewer. It's in the Dorian mode.
Þessi karl á þingir eið, þá með marga þegna svo gegna. Öllum þóttan elli djarður, ísa landi næsta þarður, og mikið megna. Víkran sér í viðjar klaustur, víða tújan svamli sá gamli. Við danska varan djarður og föstur, drefðaðum út á flæða flöstur, með brauk og bramli.
And finally, another song from the Rímar of Númi, sung by the old fisherman from Patreksfjörð, which seems, like so many other of these tunes, to have a strong Gaelic flavour. The tune is basically pentatonic.
That recorded talk was given by John Levy.